think that Ethan is the only one that I see here today. So I don't know, Ethan, if you want to come a little closer to see, since you're the only one, I think you could sit safely up here. And the story will be for you. You can have a seat right here, sweetie. Smooth this down. There you go. You get a nice front view. Okay. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. Good to see you again. This morning, I want to tell you about the goodness of God. Did you know that the Bible says that it's the goodness of God that leads us away from those things in our life that aren't good for us? That's what it says. Now, the question I have for you, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyways. Ethan, do you like rocks and stones? Me too. I love rocks and stones. They come in so many different colors. They come in blue. Did you know that the Bible talks about the throne of God? And where his feet are is like a blue sapphire. And the rainbow that goes around the throne is like a green emerald. And the walls that are around the city of the New Jerusalem in heaven, where we're going to be forever, they're like jasper, clear jasper. You can see through them. Jasper is kind of an orangish, brownish orange color. But in the foundation, the bottom parts of those walls, it's going to be decorated with 12 different kinds of stones. You should have your mom read it to you this afternoon in Revelation 21. It's beautiful. Now, my husband Trey and I have something that we like to do with each other. We like to give each other white stones, and maybe sometime down the road I can tell a story about that. I think I've kind of mentioned that in the past. But I want to show you one of the first ones that he ever gave me. And now that you're sitting up close, you can see it better. Can you see that? Yeah, it's a heart shape. Now, I keep this in a pocket in one of my favorite coats because it stays right close to me, and it reminds me of his great love for me. But this morning, I want to show you something. Okay, can you see that picture? Okay, this picture was taken by a young photographer friend of one of our neighbors. And he's quite good. And he was having some of his photographs put in a show. And so they asked us if we would come to the show and look at his pictures. And we wanted to support him, so we went to the show. And when we got there, my husband Trey said, look at his pictures, and if you see anything that you like, then we'll get it because we want to support him. So I looked at his pictures, and he had all different kinds of beautiful pictures. But I love color, and I spotted the picture I wanted. That picture had bright green ferns and really bright green moss on the rocks, and you could see green bushes on the sides and blue sky. And in the middle of the picture, not this picture, but the picture I was looking at from about here down, you could see rocks and you could see a little stream coming down over the rocks, and you could almost hear that water trickling down when you looked at the picture. And off to the side in that picture I was looking at over here was a scripture from the Psalms of the Bible. And I said, that's the one. That's the one I want in my head. And my husband came up to me and he said, did you find one that you like? And I said, yes, look at this. Isn't this beautiful? And he said, well, I like this one. And he said, I think I found our cove. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I think I found our cove. Come look. And so I went with him, and this is the picture he showed me. And I said, well, it sure does look like our cove. And later on, I asked the young man who took the picture, and sure enough, this is our cove. Now, here's the story of our cove. My husband and I both grew up on the beach. Do you like to go to the beach? It's fun, huh? And we like to spend our anniversary on the coast, on the beach. And one time when we went, the place that we stayed, we took a walk, and we found this cove. But what you can't see in the picture is down here, there were lots of rocks, and you had to climb over those rocks to get into the cove. And as we got to those rocks, we saw all of these tiny little agates. There were white ones and cream ones and jasper ones. And do you know what happens when you hold an agate up to the sunlight? You can see through it. They're beautiful. We began to gather up all those agates, and we put them in this little cooler because that's all we had with us. And we gathered and we gathered, and pretty soon my husband got tired of gathering because I'm kind of a diehard. You know what that means? I could just stay there forever gathering agates. And my husband walked down into the sandy part of the cove, and he was looking around, and I was watching him. And boy, my heart had a lot of love for him and the great weekend we were having together. And I sent this thought up to God. Do you know what it was? I said, God, it sure would be cool if we could find a really big agate to remember our anniversary weekend by. And I no more than finished that thought to God, and the next wave came in, and in rolled a big, beautiful white agate. And this is what it looks like. Oops, let me get this one away. That's it. Now my husband, I don't know if I can set it up there so you can look at it or if it will fall. It might fall, I don't know. How's that? Now my husband, who has a good arm at throwing, tossed it like this. And I was still on the rocks down here. And I got up on the rocks and I tried to reach to grab it, and the agate and I didn't meet. And plunk, right on those rocks it went, and ping, part of it broke off. And we couldn't find it, and we were a little disappointed, but look what we still have. We have a great remembrance of God's goodness for the love that he gave us. And we were talking about that agate the other day and talking about how big it really was, but you know what the thought that came to my mind was? Whoever next came, or somebody else that came later down to those rocks and found agates, maybe they found the other part of our agate and they found the goodness of God and could see his love for them. So Ethan, I want to ask you to do something today. Maybe your mommy can help you. I want you to look around starting now till the sun goes down and Sabbath is over, and think of all the things of the goodness of God that he has given you in your life. Sometimes we think it's just big prayers or something when God saves us, some big thing. But did you know that goodness of God comes in a smile from someone, a hug, maybe a kindness that you do for someone else or that they do for you? It comes in flowers and animals and plants, in the air that you and I breathe, and even the fact that you and I get to come to church to worship God on his Sabbath as he's called us to do. Those are all the goodness of God, his love for you. And ask your mommy to help you write them down. And then when the Sabbath is over and you've put a lot of things down on paper, then at the top of your paper, have your mommy write, Sabbath, October 31, 2020. And have her put that paper somewhere so it doesn't get lost. And sometime if you're sad or lonely, then you can get that paper out and have your mommy read it to you again. It will help you remember how much God loves you, and it will keep you from being sad. Do you think you could do that? Okay. Well, let me pray with you, okay? Can I do that? Father in heaven, I want to thank you for Ethan, for the love that you are putting in him. And I ask that you would open his eyes to your great love for him, that he would walk faithful to you all the days of his life, that he would trust you, that he would see your goodness and your love for him, that he would share that with others, Father, and he would become just like you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you can go sit down. Thank you, honey.